Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. I'm Richard Dayub, President and CEO of the Greater El Paso Chamber of Commerce. And today I have with me as some very special guests, so I'm going to introduce them by priority, if I may. Daniel Cisneros, or as we like to refer to him as Mr. Cisneros, Daniel Valdez, and Luis Martinez. Daniel Valdez and Luis Martinez head up an organization known as Undergrads College Consulting and Tours. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
And I had the great privilege of having you in my office several weeks ago as our good friend, our mutual friend, Omar Yanar, orchestrated that meeting, did he not? And you guys, no pun intended, educated me and informed me on the dynamic work that you're doing. And so I thought it would be great if I could get you on the show so that we could educate and inform our own listening audience about the great work you're doing in our community. So without further ado, I'm going to let either one of you take the opening salvo, if you will, and tell our listening audience just exactly who and what is Undergrads for College Consulting and Tours.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for having us on your show, Mr. Dayub. It's a great honor to be here with you. My name is Daniel Valdez. I'm one of the co-founders and one of the directors for Undergrads College Consulting and Tours. And we're an organization, local organization, that was started back in 2014 on the sole purpose of empowering students to achieve their academic success by touring and networking with prestigious Ivy League universities on the East Coast and hopefully soon to be West Coast as well, too. So we've had this organization for we're going on our second year, and part of our organization is to go ahead and empower our students through our networking sessions that we have, leading them up to our summer tours that we then take them on, and then helping them through the whole college readiness process when they come back.
Wonderful. And Luis, you want to add on to that?
Yes, sir. Just to add a little bit, our program is usually an 8 to 9 month long program, and we do prepare students with Saturday sessions once a month, and our students go through leadership training with us, networking training. We do focus on soft skills as well. So we like to work with students on, you know, making eye contact, posture, proper, you know, techniques to shaking somebody's hand, and just, you know, overall just instilling confidence in them just so that they're ready, you know, for when we do, you know, get to the colleges, and they're meeting these high-caliber deans and deans of admissions and presidents of the college. They know how to, you know, behave themselves and how to, you know, make an impression, a lasting impression at that.
Outstanding. And we also have with us, as I somewhat jokingly referred to him as Mr. Cisneros, but let me explain who Daniel Cisneros is. He is a high school senior who has been through the program with you, and has the, I think, the right to be extremely proud, although he seems to be a very humble young man. And through this process that he's gone through, obviously, because he's also an exceptional student at Canutillo High School, he's been accepted already by Harvard, Brown University, Princeton University, University of Southern California, UT Austin, and UT El Paso. I'm not sure if they've have they built yet a statue for him.
They're going to, I believe, soon.
It's in the works.
All kidding aside, and the whole point of that statement was to get you to smile. Daniel, would you briefly tell our listening audience a little bit about your personal experience on this tour?
Last year when I was a part of the organization, it was the first year that they started this in El Paso. It originated in California, so it was a bit foreign to everyone, so I figured that I might as well take a leap of faith and obviously try and investigate a little more into the universities. I figured that a program such as the College Consulting and Tours would probably help out. I didn't really know Mr. Martinez or Mr. Valdez prior to this at all. So as I actually applied and I went through the program, like Mr. Martinez articulated, we went through different activities, whether it was presentation skills, whether it was public speaking skills, just general rules for networking with, like you said, some of the college deans, presidents, and such. Just really being a little more active within the process instead of just sort of going into the college admissions process, your senior year, just cold turkey and not understanding anything about some of the universities you go to, that you apply to, or even some of the people that you're going to be interacting with. We had to fundraise the money, and that came not only individually, but as a part of whatever school you were with. So me personally, I had two food sales that ended up netting most of the money to allow me to go to this trip. On the actual trip, I think it was really eye-opening because of the fact that these schools oftentimes get a stereotype where it's very, where it's too selective, and there's only a certain type of student that can attend. And I think actually going to these universities, talking with some of the administrators, talking to some of the students, I think opens your eyes a little bit more. And like they said, it gives you a little more confidence when you actually apply for these schools. And during the actual application process, I was a little more aware of each school individually, so I could narrow down my choices as opposed to maybe applying for 10 plus schools. Like I know a lot of my fellow peers who haven't really visited any of these universities have. It really does help you understand which school is the best fit for you. And like they said, they do offer help after the actual visit. Some of the programs that, or some of the activities that they help you with, whether it's writing your college essays or just getting to network with, like they said, some of the deans or presidents again. I think overall it's been a very, very positive experience. Definitely one that I would recommend to anyone looking to go to one of these universities.
That's great. Thank you. So you mentioned a couple of times in your comments about applying. First, we're not talking about necessarily applying to the universities yet. We're talking about applying to get into your program to be accepted and then get tutored, if you will, in preparation. Tell us a little bit about the application process for our future students who want to participate in this program.
Well, we currently have our application process open for anyone that would like to go ahead and apply. It's not we're open to the entire city, so any high school student can go ahead and apply. That's current 9th, 10th, and 11th grader. Last year, we also took an 8th grader, and we also have an 8th grader in our program as well, too. So we do encourage the younger students to go ahead and apply as well, too. It's a holistic type of application, similar to an application that students would go ahead and fill out when they're applying to college. So it does ask for a resume, it does ask for letters of recommendation and things like that, so that we can get the best type of individuals that are qualified to attend these universities. We don't want to create a false hope for individuals because we also have a GPA requirement as well, too.
What is that GPA requirement?
It's a 96 or
96.
And above.
So yes, that's sir. About, 3.8, 3.7?
3.6.
3.6.
We'll take 3.6. Okay. Yes,
yes. I didn't have that GPA when I went to school.
Neither did I, sir. Oh. Neither did I. But, again, our application is we want to go ahead and tell the El Paso community that our application is open for all types of students that fit our criteria to go ahead and apply and experience, you know, the tour and experience the networking sessions that we have. And just for the most part, just open it up for kids that want to go to college.
Okay. Luis, go ahead. You wanted to add something?
If I may just add, we haven't for these past 2 years limited the GPA requirement to 3.6. And we have taken, you know, several students who have a GPA below that, because we also look at activities, if a student's involved in activities. We looked at the strength of their essays. And, you know, there's other factors that we're also going to look at. Like Mr. Valdez said, it's holistic. So it's not necessarily that the GPA requirement is a do-or-die type of thing.
It's just a benchmark.
Correct, right? Yes, sir.
So we have a little flexibility. So
absolutely,
each of these applicants do have to write an essay to you in their application process.
Yes.
Correct.
How long is this essay?
So what we do is that our application is kind of their first little foray into what it's like to apply to college. So we work on an application. We require the two letters of recommendation, their high school transcript, their resume, and we do require two essays. And we like to limit them to one page.
One-page essays.
Correct, yes,
on any
sir.
Subject matter in particular?
We have five prompts that the students get to choose from, and it's pretty typical to what the colleges are going to be asking for.
Okay.
So just so your students kind of get an idea to the kind of writing that the colleges will be asking of them.
Well, here we are in April.
Yes, sir.
The end of April.
Yes.
Because this is recorded. So the audience knows that, I think. When are your applications typically required to be submitted? By what date?
Their applications are open now. And we will, our applications will be due at the end of September.
End of September.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So plenty of time.
Correct. And the reason we're doing this is because we want students to, you know, be able to start gathering the required documents before they leave school. So there's only a few months left of school, and we need them to, you know, to start working with their counselors and getting those transcripts and letters of recommendation together.
And so typically, when do the students go on this tour?
The tour takes place in the summertime. Our first tour last year took place at the later part of June. So last year we went between June 24th and July 3rd. This year our current tour will take place towards the latter part of June as well again. So it's typically within the summer months that the schools tend to be let out for the summer break. So it's June.
So a student who's a junior right now,
yes.
What advice do you give them? Because they clearly have missed the application process for this June's tour, so they would be eligible, presumably, for next June, which is after they just graduated and before they leave for school.
Yeah, so
is that a little too late?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Yes,
if it's a current junior who will be a senior, I mean, we would be going on the tour after they've graduated, so it would be too late. Yes, sir.
That's unfortunate for me because I have a daughter who will be a senior, and I would love for her to have participated, but clearly she missed that window. We didn't know about this.
No, well, I mean, she's welcome to go ahead and contact us, and we can also help her through the process as far as navigating through the websites, the essays, the requirements, things of that nature that we also speak to students about. I mean, the goal is to get these students into the program and actually tour. But if they don't have the opportunity to do that, we're always welcome to go ahead and help whoever student would like to go ahead and get the necessary guidance to be able to go ahead and apply to these schools.
Well, I posed that question specifically, not so much for my personal benefit, but there will be a lot of people, I think, listening who have, in fact, students who are just about to finish their junior year. And so that really gives them a much smaller window to submit, correct?
Yes, sir.
Are they still eligible if they meet?
Yes,
is there a deadline date?
If there's anybody who is currently interested, who is a junior and would like to attend this summer's tour, we definitely do have room to take students on the tour still, and they are more than welcome to contact us.
So what would be their drop-dead submission date?
I would say May 21st, which is our next Saturday session in May that we have coming up, would be the deadline for them, which gives them plenty of time to fill out the necessary requirements to meet our program guidelines.
So is there an application point? Is there a website? How do they get the information to submit their applications?
Students and parents can go ahead and visit our website, which is www.undergradsCCT.com.
Undergrads, that's plural, undergrads.
Yes.
CCT.
Yes. College Consulting Tours.
Mm-hmm. CollegeConsultingTours.com.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. So now, after young Daniel, it was Mr. Cisneros.
Yes. I would like to go to college with him.
I don't think they're taking me.
I don't think they're taking me either, but sir.
But to his points earlier, so tell me, you had to raise money.
Yes.
How much are we talking about? Anybody can answer that question for us.
The program costs $2,600.
$2,600. So the students...
Oh, no, $2,600.
That's what I said, $2,600.
It's $2,700 there, actually.
Oh, that's okay.
$2,700.
Yes, sir, correct.
Okay.
Oh, for
all right, so you're offering me a $100 discount?
Yes, sir, because you brought us on your radio, yes.
So $2,700.
Yes, sir.
And you were able to raise that money yourself?
With the help of some of my classmates. I had... Was it nine other classmates?
Yes.
I had nine other classmates from Canutillo High School also attend with me. We formed a small organization at school that helped fundraise for this trip, not only for ourselves but cohesively. So we sold different products, whether it was just chips or whether it was candy bar, stuff like that. I ended up raising the bulk of my own share of the money by having different food sales. I rented out a small venue for one Saturday afternoon, and me and some of my family members we baked gorditas, enchiladas, stuff of that nature, and we sold the plates for, I believe it was $5 a plate. Each sale netted $1,000.
Oh, that's great.
So any student...
Enterprising.
Mm-hmm.
We like that.
Yeah, so and that's one of the reasons that we do stress to the students to fundraise, and we actually show them how to, you know, approach businesses and individuals and ask for donations and because it also is going to teach them those enterprising qualities and networking and hard work as well.
So for this student, yet to be named, that wants to apply as a junior now to meet your May 21st deadline, assuming they get accepted, they have it's crunch time for them to raise that $2,700 in some form. I assume some of these kids go out and do like my daughter does, which is, Dad, won't you please help me with this, right? So parents contribute, family members contribute. They go out and do fundraisers, and then they're ready to go financially by that late June, early July. Do you have a date set for this trip this year?
Yes.
Yes, sir. The date is actually June 26th.
June 26th.
To July 2nd. And we do have a payment deadline of, you know, if any student would like to join. We unfortunately, at this point, we would need full payment by the end of May.
By the end of May.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just because we do need to purchase the airline tickets.
Well, this really is crunch time, isn't it?
Yes, it
yes.
is.
Yeah, and typically the students get nine entire months to make monthly payments. Right. To yes, sir.
Okay. So what we need to do, I'm making this commitment to you as long as I'm able to continue doing this show, is we need to get you guys back here sometime in that August-September time frame so we can talk about this again so we can reach those juniors who are just starting their junior year and give them ample time to meet these deadlines and not be overstressed by trying to raise that kind of money by the end of May effectively, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
So that could be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, and that's also another reason that we're opening our application deadline now and, you know, get the students admitted sooner and give them maybe up to an entire year to raise the funds.
Okay, so we have a little bit of time left. Let's talk a little bit about the tour experience, what these students can expect when they join you. They fly with you as a group.
Yes, sir.
And you typically fly into where?
We fly into Washington,
D.C. Washington, D.C.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Okay.
So we fly into Washington, D.C., and I'll give you a little bit of the rundown, and I'll let Daniel tell you, I guess, from the student perspective. But we do visit the schools. We do visit prominent political figures as well. The first day we arrived, we did meet with Mr. Julian Castro, who was, you know, might be future vice president pretty soon. But he did give us a—
Might be.
He did give us a—
It wouldn't,
you know,
be a bad choice, I can tell you that. But I think he likes to be referred to as Julian, no?
Julian.
Yes.
I refer to him as Mr. Castro.
Yeah, the Mr. part's important.
Okay. Yeah, but he did give us a private session, a private talk to our students, and that's how we started the tour. We like to mix in, you know, some fun for the students and show them what the cities are really like and not just show them the colleges. So we do visit Times Square. We do visit, you know, Statue of Liberty. We do a private Fenway Park tour. Ellis Island. We do, you know, show them a little bit of fun and also a little bit of you know, what the college life is going to be like. And one thing that we do like to stress is that our students and our participants are not going to be receiving, you know, just annual admission session. Our students get private sessions with deans and with presidents and, you know, people who are much higher up. And they meet privately with only our students. And the tours are, again, private for just our students.
And typically, how many students do you have on these tours?
Last year, we took a group of 22 students, and we also had two from California that joined us as well, too. We currently have 18 students for our program this year. So, again, we're open to a variety of students from across the city to go ahead and join us for these tours as well.
So for you students who are listening, or your parents are listening, I'll do the math for you, even though you're obviously top of your class, so you can do the mathematics yourself. That means you have four more slots about still available in order to complete your cohort.
Well, I mean, we would like to go ahead and grow more than that. So this is why we're saying if anyone still is in—
Oh, so we
like
have excess capacity.
Yes.
Our capacity is 50 students.
Oh, wonderful.
50, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so parents who are listening— Students who happen to be in the car with your parents, pay attention. Here's a great opportunity for you to take advantage of some opportunities. And by the way, Daniel, you mentioned to me in our earlier conversation, this is Daniel Cisneros we're talking to, the student, that there are opportunities for needs-based students who can get partial scholarships, full scholarships in some cases. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. At these universities, specifically, as this trip sort of alludes to, the Ivy League universities, they have large endowments, so that allows the small lot of students that they do admit to attend regardless of their financial situation. Like I said, going on this trip sort of broke the stereotype that you have to have some sort of wealth within your family to actually attend these universities. That's completely false. I understand that many students whose families are a bit strapped for cash can attend these universities. They have very, very generous financial aid packages. Me personally, I would get near or close to a full scholarship to attend the universities that I have been admitted to. And that really does apply to any student. If you are in need of money to pay for college, these universities go out of their way to ensure that you don't have to take out a student loan to actually pay for university. They do require you to work a job on campus, but that's probably the extent of actually attending this university for a relatively low cost.
Well, this begs me to ask the question. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but the chamber, you may know this, leads in partnership with the community college, University of Texas El Paso, and all nine school districts every year. Now the most successful program in the entire state, FAFSA Nights, free application for federal student aid. So I have to ask you, Daniel, did you submit a FAFSA application this year?
Yes, sir, I did.
I'm so glad you said yes. I would have been heartbroken, as bright as you are and all the work you put into this. So for those of you who are not familiar with FAFSA, it's too late to submit this year, but for ongoing years in the future, you students who are juniors, think about this, because you do it as a senior in high school. You submit for FAFSA. Pay attention to this, because every student who's a senior in high school in El Paso needs to consider submitting their FAFSA applications. And we usually take those applications. We start February 1st of each year. We run through the first part of March of each year. You can still submit on your own a little later, but that's a great time to do it, because we have an army, and I'm not exaggerating, of volunteers from the business sector across the community who partner with us, and the superintendents of the school districts, the principals of the various high schools, and their counselors, to help all these students submit their FAFSA applications so that they have an opportunity to qualify for scholarships, grants, and even low interest rate loans whenever possible. So that's my little advertisement for FAFSA programs. Again, we just got the results back this year from our performance, and we exceeded every major metropolitan city in the state of Texas, which has been our fourth year in a row as a community. But even better than that, we beat last year's performance by 17%. So we're excited. We meet next week with the Collaborative for Academic Excellence to talk about this, and I'm excited to share that data with them, because that means there is a unified effort throughout our community in partnership with our business sector. So we're kind of getting low on time. We have about 5 minutes or so left. Any closing thoughts you'd like to share with our audience about your program?
I would like to allude a little bit to something that Daniel Cisneros, our student here, mentioned earlier, is that one thing that really helped him about this tour is that he was able to actually step foot on campus and get a feel for which campuses he was more comfortable in, which again helped him. And during the application process, he had a very clear goal and a very clear idea as to what campuses he was going to be applying to, because he felt comfortable at that campus. And that's something that we really stress about our program, is that it's very different seeing a brochure for a college, you know, versus actually stepping foot on that campus. In some of our cases, eating lunch there, getting to speak with students. What is school like? What are classes like here? Would you recommend it? You know, what was your process? And, you know, I think that makes absolutely just all the difference in the world. And I don't know if Mr. Cisneros wants to add a little bit about that, and, you know, just how he knew that some of these colleges were for him, you know, versus some of the other ones.
I think Mr. Martinez hit it right on the head. As a bullseye right there. I really can't add too much to that. If I had to add anything, it would probably just be the fact that you do save time actually writing some of the short essays that these colleges do require. Because I understand if you're going to apply for multiple universities, that it is a process that you would like to invest quite a bit of time into. And trying to apply to 10 universities can get really muddy, and your best efforts in the essays really aren't are really wasted. Yes, your best efforts to apply to some of these universities are wasted, as opposed to maybe applying for 5-6 really good universities that you feel very comfortable with. And I was fortunate enough to apply to 6-7 total universities and invest my total effort into getting into these universities.
By the way, Daniel, you're going to be majoring in computer sciences. That's wonderful. So then I also want to tell you that we want you, after you graduate, to come back to El Paso and be a young future leader of this community like these two guys have become, right?
Yes, sir.
That'd be awesome. Just a couple of closing thoughts, and one of them is to ask a question. So in addition to the $2,700 these students have to raise, are they needing additional funds for the trip itself? Is this all inclusive? Do they have to pay for their own meals? Or is that, how's that covered?
Part of the $2,700, or the full $2,700, covers the hotel, the flight, and the charter bus. We ask students to go ahead and bring money for their own meals, because some students might be selective in what they would like to eat, and also additional money for souvenirs along the way. Get those Harvard caps or, you know, the Yale shirt, just to come back and impress their friends, let them know they actually stepped foot on the campus. But if I may add, when we talk to parents, we're always getting the question of, you know, what can we do to empower our students? And we feel that our program not only helps them step on the campus to see if it's a good fit, but it provides options for them. And right now in this day and age, that's what our students need, is options to see what's going to be the best fit for them. A lot of parents don't realize that these colleges are offering free money for them to go. And it's part of that education process that we are here to offer our community of El Paso.
Well, I want to congratulate you both for launching this amazing program. I wish you continued success with it. We're certainly going to do our part to help you accelerate your participation in the future. I told you we want to get you in to talk to our education committee at the chamber, which we'll do over the next few months. So with that, as I'm being indicated by Dennis, we are out of time. So I will say to our listening audience, thank you again for tuning in with us. We appreciate your time. Have a great Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.